Bit of a Halloween, not Halloween, holiday theme here tonight. Got some Christmas and wintry songs for you coming up. Ramsey Lewis plays Beneath Me here, Winter Wonderland. We're going to get started with one short piece from Elmer Bernstein. Elmer Bernstein, I don't really know if this is a Christmas song, but it has a Christmas vibe to it. It's called Toccata for Toy Trains, and it's the name of the piece of music as well as the movie it was written for. It was a Charles and Ray Ames short film about toy trains. It's available on YouTube on the Ames Foundation YouTube channel. Worth checking out as well as the rest of their films. You might be familiar with The Power of Ten. Check out Toccata for Toy Trains. And check out this Elmer Bernstein music.
This is a film about toy trains. These are real toys, not scale models. That doesn't mean that toys are good and scale models are bad, but they are different. Most of the trains we have used are old, and some are quite old. The reason for this is perhaps that in the more recent years, we seem to have lost the knack of making real toys. Most old ones have a direct and unembarrassed manner that give us a special kind of pleasure, a pleasure different from the admiration we may feel for the perfect little copy of the real thing. In a good old toy, there is apt to be nothing self-conscious about the use of materials. What is wood is wood. What is tin is tin. What is beautifully cast. It is possible that somewhere in all this is a clue to what sets the creative climate of any time, including our own. Anyway, let's take a close look at some real toy trains.
Toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed. Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed. Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, as well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed.
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary, beneath a parachute, I saw her without got shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb, and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she still was the summer she turned 17, 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three. Although I've never seen, that don't bother me.
That is the smooth saxophone of King Curtis. Going back into the last set we heard from Built to Spill, Twin Falls, Christmas, Twin Falls, Idaho. The Halo Benders, friends of Built to Spill, did Snowfall from the same era from their recording God Don't Make No Junk, which is on K Records. I actually thought Built to Spill's There's Nothing Wrong with Loves was also on K Records, but apparently that was on Up Records. A classic from Roger Miller. Old Toy Trains from Roger Miller from his Country Christmas album. Elmer Bernstein, Toccata for Toy Trains, started the set, and that was from the Charles and Ray Ames film of the same name. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You're listening to Roots Rock Country. And if you ever want to hear or find out what you're listening to, I guess you could Shazam it, but you could also go to spinatron.com/WRUV. All the set lists are there, as well as archives of recent programs. And if you want to get in touch with your DJ, you can go to WREV.org and visit the chat there. I'm going to stay with the holiday theme and play you a track from Howard Cosell's little-known Christmas recordings. He did Little Drummer Boy. I think this one might predate the internet, but the internet is where I found it, or rediscovered it, I should say. And yeah, don't quite know the origins of this one, but here you go.
Come, they told me, rum-pa-bum-bum. Reason? A newborn king to see, a rump-a-bump-bump. Good reason. Our finest gifts we bring, a rump-a-bump-bump. Catchy, isn't it? To lay before the king, a rump-a-bump-bump, another rump-a-bump-bump, and finally rump-a-bump-bump. So, to honor him, a rump-a-bump-bum, when we come, the place, Bethlehem, the event, I think you know it. Baby Jesus. Knew him well. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I am a poor boy, too, seeking a commonality with him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I have no gifts to bring, rum-pa-bum-bum, except for my rare individuality, that's fit to give our king, rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, not to be redundant, but rum-pa-bum-bum. Shall I play for you? Rum-pa-bum-bum, right here, right now, on my drum. You know what happened next? I'll tell you. Mary nodded. Rum-pa-bum-bum. The ox and lamb, look at them, keeping time. Rum-pa-bum-bum. I played my drum for him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. And ladies and gentlemen, I played my best for him. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Listen to me. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum. You know what happened then? A very touching moment. Then he smiled at me. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Appreciating my immense talent, obviously. Me and my drum. He knew he was touched by greatness. Howard Cosell reporting.
It was Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strain. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're blowing by God. Reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun, and spotlights, snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I'll love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing back up.
Our Christmas gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new frigid air for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. His job last Friday, cashed his last paycheck, and Ma ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty, the phone's turned off, where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy laid down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Got a call from the sheriff, said Dad wrecked the family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning if we can raise a bail. Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new frigid air for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him.
Wow, how about that one? Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Dark stuff. That was Commander Cody, featuring the pedal steel guitar of Buddy Emmons, who plays under me now. Before Commander Cody, John Prine did Christmas in Prison, and Howard Cosell. I'll fess up, it's actually an impersonator of Howard Cosell. Gave us Little Drummer Boy. That's findable on YouTube. Well, my kids came home from school the other day singing, schoolyard version of 12 Days of Christmas, but it sounded a lot to me like the 12 Days of Christmas of Bob and Doug McKenzie. And against my better judgment, I introduced them to the 12 Days of Christmas by Bob and Doug McKenzie, and they're doing pretty well with the words. I think they're up to day 5 or 6, but it's all about that first day of Christmas, the beer. Let's hear it from the Great White North, Bob and Doug McKenzie. You're tuned to WREV-FM. The program is Roots Rock Country, here for another half an hour. The set list is pretty packed, but if you have a request, I'd be glad to hear from you. 802-656-4399 is the number in the studio. Speaking of set lists, I just want to quickly mention that a lot of the songs you're hearing today are from a set list that my friend Mark and I have been putting together over the course of years, and We're recently joined by a third member of the contributors, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and thanks, Mark. And here's Bob and Doug McKenzie, 12 Days of Christmas. We'll let Buddy Evans play this one out.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck. Okay. By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? Go.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, yeah. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth,
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay,
on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of two.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of mac bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas. Drula gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smokes. 6 packs of 2 4 5.
5 golden.
Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Christmas and good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year, too. Okay, you know what you left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I want.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store. You could have gone down to presents. Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free, and that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas. Next Christmas, we get these chains off.
Boy, that song is a beauty.
Move. Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
I thought I'd free the
this morning, hours before the winter sun's ignited. They believe in dreams and all they mean, including heaven's generosity. Peeping around the door to see what passes out between curiosity. Tommy doesn't know what day it is. Jesus was with blameless. How can you be saved? Call me a tool.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols
That there was This Is the Kit. Christmas time is here. Also a Charlie Brown Christmas number. This Is the Kit did a fabulous performance as part of the Lane series this past year. A split bill with Sam Amidon. Both were great. Hope to see either of them back in Burlington in 2025. Before This Is the Kit, Flaming Lips gave us Christmas at the Zoo, and Bob and Doug McKenzie started us off with their version of 12 Days of Christmas from the Great White North. Back in 2007 or 2008, I had the privilege of interviewing a fella for a podcast I was doing at the time. His name was Kenneth Van Sickle, and Kenneth was not famous for being the cinematographer of the original U-Log, the TV fireplace that has become kind of ubiquitous, but it started somewhere, and it started in the 60s in New York City at WPIX Channel 11, if you're familiar with the local channels. It was a really fun conversation. Very humble fella. And I'm going to play for you an excerpt from that conversation. So this is Kenneth Van Sickle, cinematographer of the original U-Log. You're tuned to Roots Rock Country on WRUV.
My name is Ken Van Sickle, and I live in New York. I was born in New Jersey, and I started off doing painting, and then I got into still photography, and then I got into film. So as an offshoot to that, I was asked once, my partner and I, we were asked to do the Yule Log, the shoot at the mansion of, Mayor Lindsay. It was Lindsay's mansion, and we were asked to shoot the Yule Log so that we'd be put on the channel for people to watch Christmas fire every Christmas Eve. We were told what we needed to do, and I had a lot of, I was born in the country, so I knew how to make fires, and also in my apartment I had a fireplace, so I needed to make the fire so that it would last more or less in a similar condition for 20 minutes, so I set it up like that, and we shot it twice.
At the time of the filming, did you have any idea of the success that would come of the filming of a fire burning?
Well, I thought it was just going to be shown once or twice. I had no idea that it was going to become this icon of Christmas Eve for people who couldn't have fireplaces, although they would have enough money to have bought a TV. But it's not easy to have fireplaces in Manhattan, especially because they're somewhat, it's against the law in most buildings to run them. It costs money for the logs and things like that. So, and people, mostly they're shut up and they're used for some other reason, a storage or something. But there are enough people who do have them that I guess it seemed to be have TVs, cheap TVs, that it seemed to be a good idea to give them a fireplace to look at. And it was a great idea, and then it ran on and on and on. I mean, it became one of the longest running shows because it went on all night. It was a loop of 20 minutes, and it ran all night. And so it was probably the video footage that was shown more than any other footage ever shot at the time that mine finished. I didn't even know they did another one. It was just shot again. I don't know why they did it again, but they did.
Did you say that you were actually responsible for the set of the fire?
I made the fire because I knew how.
And do you think at the time that you arrived on the set that they assumed that you would set the fire yourself? Or
I think there was only one other person there with us that came along. It was representing the PIX. And just make sure that we got in and we got shooting it, and you know, and it worked out fine, and we left.
While you were watching the fire from behind the camera, did you have any feeling that this was a little silly, that it might not take off and might be a waste of your time?
I thought it was a strange idea, and that it probably wouldn't last long. That it would they just use it for a time or two, and then do something else. Those things don't usually become a tradition, and that one sort of became a tradition. I mean, people watched it year after year.
So the actual film is only 20 minutes long and it repeats on a loop?
Yes. You couldn't tell because it didn't zoom in and out or anything. It was just one shot of the fireplace frame. And so I don't think anybody could tell that it was a loop. If it was cut, that didn't show either, because the fire doesn't have any shape that you can say, oh, the shape just changed.
So if I sat you down in front of your film, you wouldn't be able to tell where it was cut?
Yeah, if it was cut or where it was cut, I probably wouldn't be able to tell.
I guess you've, over the years, seen a lot about the Yulag, like cultural references and parodies of it. Do you have any favorites among those?
No, I don't remember hearing much stories about Yulogs. Just the basic Christmas, you know, idea that the Yule log was an important thing. People sat around the fire, that's all.
Yeah.
So I understood why they wanted us to shoot it. I was just sort of surprised as the years went by, and people would say, hey, I saw your fire burning. And, you know, I said, Jesus, they're still doing that. I'm amazed. And then they said they still saw it. And I think I saw it once. I realized it wasn't the one, at a later point, it wasn't the one that I had shot, you know, that they had done it again.
Was that upsetting for you?
No. I was just surprised because I didn't know why they would want to do it. It didn't really change that much. I don't know, but maybe the loop, film loop ran out or something, and the film got too old, and they didn't have the original. Couldn't find the original.
Have you ever been approached by any of the online fans of the Yule log?
Fans of what? You mean the historical Yule log or this particular thing?
This particular TV Yule
log. No kidding. There are fans?
Yeah, well, there's the yulog.com, and they're, you know, kind of, I'm actually surprised that you aren't more, that you don't know more about your own creation.
Nope. Well, we shot it, and then I forgot about it pretty much. I mean, I never got any feedback in any way from anybody about this until you're calling. I mean, some people, my relatives who knew I shot it would say, oh, yeah, I saw it again, but nobody ever said anything about it. It was never a thing to me at all. I'm amazed that there were fans of it. Wow. God, you can't tell what's going to happen in the world. It was a pleasure for me to shoot the Yule log. I was the cinematographer, and I made the fire, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
So that was Kenneth Van Sickle, cinematographer of the original Yule log, as recorded 2007, I think, by yours truly. It came to my attention very early this year that Kenneth had passed away, and his niece, who had introduced me to him to get that interview, had lost that audio, and I was able to give it back to the family, and I think that was special to them. It was certainly special to me, and hopefully you enjoyed it. Here's some John Cale, Child's Christmas in Wales. You're listening to Roots Rock Country. Long-legged bait.
Columbus to perimeters of nails, perceived the mama's golden touch, good neighbors were they all.
I'll have a blue without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be same, dear, if you're not here with me.
I'll have a blue heartache for certain, and when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doomed.
Cat Wright and Brett Hughes doing Blue Christmas. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones who has seen or will be seeing the Cat and Brett Christmas show. Now an annual tradition in Vermont. They added even more stops this year and I still miss them all. So maybe next year. Ending the set with Greensleeves, Bill Graham style. It's going to do it for the holiday edition of Roots Rock Country. My name is Junior, and some good news if you're a fan of the program. I'll be here every Wednesday at 10 next semester. The draft of the schedule was released, and unless there are some mistakes that were made or redactions that will be made, I think we're good to say I'll be here each Wednesday at 10. Looking forward to that. I've enjoyed having a little bit of regularity with the programs, and hopefully you've enjoyed listening. So won't be back before next year. So enjoy your holidays and see you on the flip side, 10 p.m. Wednesdays in January. This has been Roots Rock Country on WRUV.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the